I'm not saying you do not see that certain people do very unconscious things. You see it. But the story then personalizes it. You find a reactive and personalized relationship to somebody's perhaps unconsciousness, and then use it to enhance your mind-made sense of self. It doesn't mean you don't see dysfunctional behavior for what it is, but you do not have a personalized reactive relationship to it anymore. You allow that to be also. There's no person there. There's only human unconsciousness. You don't enter into that personalized relationship that is story-based. She let me down. She wasn't there. I was there. She was not. That's the event without the story. It's raining. That's the miserable day without the story. He didn't call. That's the event without the story. He didn't have the decency to return my call. It's amazing how simple things go. If you take away the story, the simplicity of what is, without the personalized story around it, how simple life then becomes. How simple this moment always is without imposing a story on it, which is in any case only there in the service of being right, in the service of feeling superior to the situation or the person, in the service of enhancing your always deficient, mind-made, egoic sense of self. This is all madness, dysfunction. If you look, see what people, how people complicate their lives so for nothing, for an illusory identity. And then what is left then is things are as they are at this moment. People do what they do at this moment. Beautifully illustrated in the story that you may have heard perhaps through this mouth before, in the story of the Zen master. Some of you probably don't know it, but it's such a beautiful story. The Zen master, who had an excellent reputation as a great teacher in a town in Japan, and one day was accused by a 17-year-old girl next door of being the father to her child that had just been born. The parents asked, "Who is the father?" They were shocked that she was giving birth to a baby. And she finally said, "It was the master next door. I went to see him 9 months ago for a spiritual counseling session, and then that's when he did it to me." And so the parents got extremely angry and started telling everybody about it. And they ran to the Zen master and with the baby and put it there on his floor and said, "We know what you did. You are responsible. Now you look after the baby. We don't want anything to do with this baby anymore. You take it. You are the father. We know it all now." The Zen master looked and listened. And when they said, "You are the father of this baby," he said, "Is that so?" And then they said, "Yes, and we are leaving this baby here. You can look after him." "Is that so?" Then they left. The Zen master lost his reputation. Nobody came to him for counseling sessions anymore. Nobody wanted to hear him anymore. All he had there was the baby. So that was the present moment. He picked up the baby and started getting some food, sent off somebody to get some food, and spent 1 year mostly looking after the baby that was there. A year later, the girl was a little bit more mature and cuddly confessed to her parents that the Zen master was actually not the father. It was the son of the butcher next door was the father. So, oh my God, they ran to the Zen master and said, "Please forgive us. That is all a big mistake. We've just realized that you are not the father." The Zen master looked and said, "Is that so?" And they said, can we have the baby back now, please? We now want the baby. We'll look after it. So we want the baby back. Is that so? Okay. Yeah. And off they went.